Joined here by the head softball coach at Grundy R5 and Kylie Littleton, 0-3 start to the season. Last two games were in conference play. Check dates here on Tuesday and Wednesday of last week. So it's 6 days between games is going to air on Wednesday. We will record it on Tuesday, so a little bit confusing there on our end. But we will preview this game over at Tri-County for the Lady Mustangs to start the post-Labor Day portion of the schedule. Coach Littleton, a little bit rough on the results as far. Just looks like that's obviously you're just having trouble keeping runs off the boards from the opponents, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
That can be a variety of factors. Obviously, you know, pitchers are having a tough time getting people out. Is the defense something that really needs to improve here going into this week?
I think it's a little bit of defense and a little bit of batting that needs improved on. We just need to be able to score back on them after they score on us and come back and not... get too ahead of ourselves.
How much of the struggles do you feel like, obviously you run into just physical ability, but you also run into, you know, psychologically, you know, how do the girls handle, you know, setbacks and things like that? Is it a case that their physical ability isn't matching their results thus far and you kind of, you have to get them over that hump?
Yeah, a lot of it's mental. A lot of it's pulling them out of it once they get down on themselves, because it can be pretty disappointing when they put that many runs on the board in a small amount of time. So we just need to improve on keeping our heads up and getting the outs that we need to get off the field so we can hit the ball. And, yeah.
From you haven't been shut out yet, but certainly it sounds like, you know, two runs against Winston, two against Mercer, you felt like the offense was capable of more. What are the things that you've been working on offensively to try to get some more, steady run support?
We've just been working on our batting order, changing some things up. Like you said earlier, the physical ability isn't adding up to what, like, we have some really, really talented girls. We just have to get past that point of losing. I think going into the games, we just need to be more confident that we can win it.
As it comes to, you know, Winston and Mercer, were they pretty comparable, Coach, you know, as far as your opponents last week? Did you kind of feel like at the end of the day that you saw two teams that were pretty similar with their level of play?
Yeah, actually. They were both really impressive teams and had great coaches on both sides and great players. It seems like everyone's kind of building up what they had from last year. We have, like, for example, we have one senior mm-hmm. compared to their four seniors. And I've got a very lower classman team. A lot of building up to do.
So you have this trip to Jamesport Tuesday night. What are your initial impressions of what Taryn has over there?
We're looking forward to playing them for sure. I don't think the girls got to play them last year because the season got cut short. But we're excited to go over there and play, and I think they'll have some impressive things.
You got Tri-County Tuesday, home game with Gilman City Thursday. You go to Green City Friday, and the Milan tournament on Saturday. Does that schedule... did you have to have it in the back of your mind that I don't want to wear the girls down, or do you feel like they can handle everything this week?
They can definitely handle themselves perfectly. I just don't want to overuse certain players. I've gotten some girls with some sore arms lately, so we just try not to push them too hard, you know. It's more about having fun.
Very, very true. So a very busy week for Coach Littleton and the Lady Panthers. We'll catch up with Coach again, get back to our normal schedule Monday of next week. Thanks for the time, Coach. Good luck this week.
Thank you.